With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been a campus shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
Police say a suspect has been found dead as officers responded to an active shooter on the UNLV campus. Investigators say there are multiple reports of injuries. The university says on X, formerly Twitter, the shooter was at Beam Hall, home of UNLV's Lee Business School, and that police are also investigating reports of more shots being fired at the student union, which is nearby. The school also wrote, "This is not a test," saying, "Run, hide, fight." Students were urged to shelter in place because of the active investigation that was ongoing. I'm Mike Kempen.
Meanwhile, Democrats have failed to pass a ban on assault weapons. Bob Agnew reports.
The U.S. broke the record for the most mass shootings in a single year last weekend, and Democrats sought to take advantage through the largely symbolic use of unanimous consent to pass a controversial assault weapons ban. It takes only one senator to defeat such an effort. In this case, Republican John Barrasso, who accused Democrats of trying to separate Americans from their freedoms. Quote, "Americans have a constitutional right to own a firearm. Every day, people across Wyoming responsibly use their Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms." Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The shrinking field of Republican presidential hopefuls are preparing to gather on a debate stage for the fourth time this year. The debate tonight at the University of Alabama will be their last meeting before the Iowa caucuses kick off the presidential nominating season next month. Four candidates will be on the stage, but frontrunner Donald Trump will not be among them. The former president has skipped all the debates to avoid giving his trailing rivals more attention. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 70 points, the Nasdaq dropped 83. This is SRN News. Big trouble at a Wisconsin high school.
The Sun Prairie Area School District is under investigation after several teenage girls reported that a male student who was living as a female exposed himself to them in the girls' locker room. This kind of incident has been on the increase across the country as some states and localities have begun allowing males to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. Meanwhile, a growing number of states are passing laws to ban such activity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia coalition that helps support a network of pro-life pregnancy centers is receiving $1 million. The West Virginia Pregnancy Center Coalition has been selected to manage the new Mothers and Babies Support Program. Authorized by Republican Governor Jim Justice earlier this year, the program is intended to help support pregnant women and families following the passage of the state's near-total abortion ban in September of 2022. This is SRN News. Sexual violence enacted by Hamas-led terrorists have been brought to light. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The media front in the war between Israel and the Iranian proxy Hamas has taken a turn after the terrorist organization's sadistic use of sexual torture became known. Atrocities carried out by Hamas during the October 7th invasion of Israeli border communities near Gaza was the initial attention getter. People learned of the deaths of more than 1,200 Jews and others. That soon gave way to a global focus on humanitarian aid for the Palestinians. But when torture and the weaponization of deviant sexual torture became known, interest around the globe peaked in the horror of the disclosures. Reported were starvation, beatings, rape, burning identifications into children's arms with hot exhaust pipes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.